Meet the First Man on Twitter had a bit of a tweet to us this morning saying, as a Tranmere fan, he was in a bit of a panic that perhaps Pat Nevin might actually turn out for Chester. What's the story?
Well, you never know. It might actually happen in the future. Basically, Pat and also Perry Grove, the former Arsenal striker, are joining Chester Football Club. It's a deal that we've sort of arranged through Colin Murray, who's very kindly agreed to the sponsorship deal after he has championed our cause, along with the non-league show, have been fantastic in the support for us. And it's a chance, really, to get a bit of publicity. At the same time, you know, it's a bit of money coming into the club, which wouldn't have been there in the first place.
So Colin's stumping up $2,000, is that right? And in return, both players get their names on the start, well, not the starting lineup, but in the squad for every home game.
I think they'd like to be in the starting lineup. I think they're quite enthusiastic about that. But yeah, the deal is basically that Pat and Perry will feature in the squad throughout the season on the back of the programme and be on new substitutes as we go through the season. But you never know, if we have a fantastic year, which, you know, we've got 4 points out of six so far, you just never know. Neil Young might give them the call-up to come into the starting 11.
Yeah, but are they good enough to play for Chester?
Well, this is it. I mean, you know, it might not be good enough to fit in the first 11, which is why we'll probably, we'll probably name the bench after them, to be honest. But I'm sure they'll be keeping their fitness up. I know Pat and Perry are both looking forward to coming up to Chester tomorrow night.
Is this a bit of a cop-out on Colin's part, though? Did he not feel he was man enough to take the challenge of playing himself?
Well, I did say to him originally that if he was prepared to double his money, that we'd name him as an unused substitute as well. But I'm sure if we gave Colin a ball, I think he'd be dribbling all over the deeper pitch. But whether he'd score or not in front of an empty goal, I don't know.
This will hopefully boost numbers, because tomorrow night's an important night, isn't it, for Chester?
It certainly is, yes. It's our first home game in the Evo Stick League. And it's been a long-awaited game, because we were due to play originally on Bank Holiday Monday. But because Prescott Cables, the original opposition, they drew in the FA Cup, our match 48 hours got called off, unfortunately. One of the things I think we're going to have to get used to is a few games being rescheduled, but we're all ready to go. Everybody's really anticipating this, you know, to be a great night. You know, the fans are really excited, and what we want to do tomorrow is turn it into a really colourful event with, you know, the blue and white shirts, the flags. We've got lots going on. We've got the new official club mascot, which is going to be a big furry creature. Is going to be revealed tomorrow night.
Any clues? I mean, that's not just Colin, is it?
I'd like to see him try it. That'd be close. A clue? Well, on the Chester badge is a wolf. Whether the actual mascot resembles the wolf is another question.
Everyone will be laughing tomorrow when a hippopotamus walks out instead.
At the moment in Chester is actually a theme called Rhino Mania. And we've actually got a blue and white striped rhino standing at the gates of the Diva Stadium, so you never know what might turn off at Chester.
So that's you've got Perry, you've got Pat, a rhino and maybe a wolf, we don't know. So that's four extra on the gate tomorrow. How big do you think the gates will be?
Well, it's one of those, you know, you have to sort of put your finger in the air and try and work it out, because you know, this is our first home game. The attendances in pre-season were amazing. Almost every game had over a 1,500 crowd. You know, for a new club, that's pretty outstanding. So I think we would be looking towards, if we'd been played on Bank Holiday, we could have been expecting 2,500 to 3,000. So I'd like to think the majority of those supporters will still come down to the Diva tomorrow night. But we'd love to get over 2,000, and that would be nice.
Speaking of getting over 2,000, over 2,500 now have joined City Fans United. You must be pretty chuffed with that.
Absolutely delighted. You know, it's been a long, hard slog, I think you could quite comfortably say, for the last 12 months. But, you know, our membership has risen probably dramatically between the Christmas and spring, which is obviously when the club was in its worst crisis, you know, going into liquidation. But, you know, the fans have been tremendous and have backed us all the way. You know, it's not just the committee that's done the job, it's the whole collective membership that's done the job in getting us to where we are today. You know, and those 2,500 people, hopefully that will still increase, you know, because there's plenty of fans out there who, I'm sure, you know, quite rightly are probably still to be convinced, but what we have delivered is a football club. You know, so we'd like everybody else who's thinking about getting on board, you know, joining us on the way. because this could be, and hopefully will be, an exciting journey.